Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. This meditation is inspired by the work of Alfred North Whitehead. In Whitehead's words, the task of theology is to show how the world is founded on something beyond mere transient fact, and how it issues in something beyond the perishing of occasions. The temporal world is the stage of finite accomplishment. We ask of theology to express the element in perishing lives which is undying by reason of its expression of perfections proper to our finite natures. In this way, we shall understand how life includes a mode of satisfaction deeper than joy or sorrow. Allow yourself to rest. Contemplate the undying. Let your mind hover above the question of what is it that is imperishable? Stay still and allow yourself to rest and to bear the insecurity. As the fact that all of our thoughts, all of our feelings, all of our relationships belong in the world of that which is changing, which is transient. In this meditation, hover above the question, what is it that lies beneath all that? And allow yourself to experience the insecurity and the instability of realizing that that which we take to be permanent belongs in the world of the transient. Experience the grief and the sorrow and the loss which naturally arise when we discover that we cannot hold on to all those things in this world that are most dear to us. Experience the oneness and the sameness with everyone else, rich and poor, happy or unhappy, successful or as yet unfulfilled. None of us can hold on. That's the nature of the material world. As the meditation deepens, consider a different way of accessing an understanding of that which does not die. Allow the joy of inquiry, of pursuing that which is not yet discovered, to rise in you and to open your doors of perception. The task of theology is to show how the world is founded on something beyond mere transient fact, and how it issues in something beyond the perishing of occasions. The temporal world is the stage of finite accomplishment. We ask of theology to express that element in perishing lives which is undying by reason of its expression of perfections proper to our finite natures. In this way, we shall understand how life includes a mode of satisfaction deeper than joy or sorrow. As we bring this meditation to a close, experience the expansiveness and the openness and the strength that comes from exercising our qualities of awareness and our desire to discover that which is deeper than the surface of the world that we know so much about. extend that joy and any merit that arises from the exercise of these capacities to strengthen your own spiritual heart for the betterment of our world.